Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Rise and shine, everybody. If you're in bed and we're waking you up at 10 o'clock, then you're a lucky person.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. April 2nd, and we're here getting ready for a weekend, probably beautiful weekend out here.
I'm sure.
The weather is amazing.
Yes.
And we're ready. We're ready. How are you doing this morning, Jen?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. We're going to have a guest calling in a few minutes, a host here on the station. He's been here before on the show, but he's added another co-host, so he wants to talk about that. So
cool.
He's got like two different versions of the show, which is kind of cool, you know? How about if I replace you every other day?
I think it would add a different dynamic.
You didn't expect that one, did you?
I mean, if you wanted to do that, that's great.
I don't think so, no. No, you're doing pretty well, actually.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you here.
Thanks so much.
I really am.
Happy to be here.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least you get to talk and, you know, talk shit and stuff every morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, The adventures continue with Tinder.
Did you ever end up talking to that woman that likes bikes?
No, I sort of like put that one on hold because I think, because you asked me about it yesterday too, and I thought it's not going to work out. It really isn't. I mean, I'm not getting on a motorcycle, and this is her life, so it's not going to be compatible.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
And that was the one you were supposed to call the next day, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, or something. Yeah, so I didn't call. Another one that I was trying to connect with, we finally connected. Jen, it was the most dull conversation. I had to pull words out of her. You know how it is when you talk to someone and they don't respond right away? They don't answer right away? It's like there's a split second?
Yeah.
Like you say it like this? And that's what she was doing all the time. Everything I said, it's like silence.
That's so weird. Was she just not paying attention? Like, what was she doing?
She was, because even when she was talking, she sounded like she was so reluctant. I'm like, maybe she didn't want to talk to me, but I texted her. She could have gotten out of it or something, or just told me not interested or something, you know?
How long did you talk for?
Just a few minutes, and then I had a call. I told her I was waiting for my parents to call, so it might come in, you know? And she gave me only a really small window to call.
Yeah.
You know, so I called in and, you know, but then, you know, when my other call came in, I just told her, I said, okay, well, we'll talk later. You know, I didn't say I'm going to call back right away. And she seemed to kind of want to get out of it. So, you know what? It just wasn't meant to be. It's too bad, though, because, you know, it's like you look at a person, you read their profile, you look at their pictures, that you go, wow, they seem pretty cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the important thing is to talk to them. You got to talk to them. Don't text, man. You got to talk to the person on the phone and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe she just lost interest or maybe that's the way she is. But I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like after a couple minutes she's asking me questions and I'm answering and I'm like, why am I even talking to her?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
What kind of questions does she ask you?
Like right away, what do you do? You know, blah, 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 your marriage, your this, your that, you know.
Well, yeah. What was wrong with that?
Nothing, but there wasn't even any small talk or anything. It's like, hey, how's it going? What did you do today? What are you up to? Blah, blah, blah. That's usually the case when I talk to other women, you know. And they're open. They're excited to talk and everything. And she just, I had to pull words out of her. And I thought, yeah, strike.
Okay. Well, yeah. On to the next.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing is, look, I'm trying. I'm doing my best. And some of them work, some don't.
Yeah.
But out of that that one I talked to the other night seemed pretty sweet. So, but she's going out of town. She'll come back and then we'll meet.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think if it gets a little serious, I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
On the radio?
Yeah, because people are they're not happy about that. You know, they want to keep things private.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, nothing's private anymore, so.
That's true, but if you get into a relationship with a big mouth, you don't, you know, you're afraid they're going to let something out.
Yeah, definitely.
So you got to make a conscious decision to like not do it.
Yeah.
But well, I'll tell you off the air, so okay, you'll good. Know the progress.
Perfect. I wonder if people I go on dates with are going to mind that I film them, basically, and put them on Periscope.
That's true, huh?
I'm going to do it. I don't care. I told, so my girlfriend who works for Twitter, I said to her, I'm like, this is your fault now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're always going to be on camera.
Right.
So I hope your hair and makeup ready all the time, because I'm going to film you. If you're with me, imagine it's going to be on.
Yeah. Let her, give her a taste of her own medicine type of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She did it for me, and I'm, I have like the beta version, so I'm one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
But I think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Well, you're well connected. But so actually, I mean, I was going to bring this up because there's another app called Meerkat. Have you heard of that one?
Yep.
That's supposed to be a streaming app as well.
Yes. It's just not as good as Periscope.
Really? Is it also like streaming on Twitter and stuff?
I don't know if it connects to Twitter.
Mm.
But
okay. So you just stream to somebody else, not really to the world.
I don't know. I haven't used Meerkat. I know that it's a similar thing, but it's not as good.
It's just they're saying it's catching on quickly, and I haven't even had a chance to look at it.
Yeah.
But they're talking about it because I guess the company is a big deal, and you know, yeah. But the headline is live stream your life with this new app, and that's exactly what you were describing with Periscope.
Right.
Yeah.
Periscope came after.
Probably.
No, but, it did, and no? It's just better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
more functionalities and things like that.
Yeah. So, but you're going to be careful to document only things you allow the public to see.
Yes.
I imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the one who hits like record, so yes, it will be up to me. Last night we were filming. I went to my best friend's house who works at Twitter, and she brought out some wine, and I was like, well, now I'm gonna have to film that.
Yeah.
So we were filming, and I was filming, and so she was watching. She tuned in because you can watch live broadcasts. So she was watching as I was filming, and she was reading what everyone was writing me, and they're like, you're pregnant. How many months are you? And I'm like, what? I'm not pregnant at all. And they're like, show us. And I'm like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, they're like, who's the dad? I'm like, there's no dad. I'm not pregnant. And like, they had seen her and she was sticking out her stomach.
Uh-huh.
So they thought she was me and looked pregnant, which she is not pregnant either.
She's not pregnant either?
No. So it became a whole debate over whether I was pregnant or not. I'm like, guys, I'm drinking wine and I'm showing you that. Like, would I really be pregnant? And then they were like writing me all these things. And it's like, hi from Mexico, hi from Colombia, hi from Buenos Aires. I'm like, hi guys. And it was just really fun. So
yeah.
I think it's a really fun app. It's like a chat room, but with video.
Yeah.
And only, like, they see you. You don't see them.
Right. It's a broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, I mean, why did she look pregnant? Was she wearing something?
Yeah. She was wearing an unflattering outfit and standing in an unflattering position.
Wow.
And I didn't even mean to film her because I told her I wouldn't, but she was right next to the wine bottle. So I thought I'd framed it where she wasn't in it, but then she somehow ended up in the frame and they saw her. So
yeah.
Then they were like, show her, show your best friend. And so it was a whole thing. And it was like, all right, I have to go now. Gotta go.
You realize that's what a lot of porn stars do in their webcam thing. I mean, they sit there and the guys tell them what to do.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was like a thing. But basically,
obviously, it's different.
But,
but it reminded me of that because the guys are telling you what to film and what to do in the on the camera.
Interesting. I wonder if they're going to monitor that, like what the broadcast is being used for.
Oh, okay.
I can probably find out.
So there's no porn and stuff.
I'll ask Kate and let you know.
Yeah, they probably have algorithms and stuff to catch that stuff.
Yeah, I've been giving her my feedback on the app.
Yeah.
So she gives it to the support team.
Yeah, that's why they have beta versions.
Right.
You know, so people can give them feedback.
Yeah. Last night at like midnight, I text her and I was like, I just want you to know there's one more thing that you should tell them. And she was like, what's that? And so she's like, great feedback. Thanks. Keep it coming.
But it shows you that's how rumors start, you know? Jen's pregnant, and then the whole world would think you're pregnant.
Totally.
You know, and then
my parents will find out. And
the internet just amplifies everything.
Yep.
It's amazing.
How to get news out, whether you want it out or not. I mean, good news or bad news.
I mean, so many people announced they're in relationships yesterday, and, you know, because of April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, announcing relationships. And in the beginning, you start falling for it, and then you realize, wait a minute, you know, this person would never settle down.
I didn't believe anything yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean.
Yeah, people saying they're pregnant. And
I'm glad that day is done.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, though, is that people made some announcements, and I didn't know, maybe they were right. Maybe they were true. But, you know, like someone said, well, we finally decided to get engaged. We're getting married in Paris, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, well, is this real or not? You know? So
well,
I don't
was
know.
It?
I don't know.
That would be a weird thing to announce, though, as a couple.
Right.
Because that would be weird. Like, one person in the couple probably really wants that. I'm going to guess the girl.
Right.
So to say it as a joke is probably uncool. I don't know.
Yeah, but people don't care. You know, it's like they. They have fun on April Fool's Day.
I don't know. I think that's a silly announcement if they made that.
Yeah. Huh? So I don't know if this Meerkat is out yet, but
yes, it is.
It is out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to check it out. And I'm gonna also. Oh, but I can't use Periscope yet because it's not available.
No, it is.
So, oh, it is available?
I think so.
But you said you have the beta version.
Well, so I have maybe a beta version that offers different features.
Okay, so, but the main one is out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to compare them and tell you what I think.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, people all over the world were watching my videos yesterday, so
yeah, huh?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I know. We make a conscious decision to be a public person.
Yeah.
And then you might as well just do it. You
yeah.
know?
No, I just mean that it's out there. The video, yeah. the actual app is out there for people to use.
Oh, I thought you meant the video that you put up.
Oh, I mean,
now, does the video stay or does it get erased?
24 hours and then it gets erased.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, you don't want it to stay out there.
No, you can save your own videos, but people
right.
can't save them.
Yeah.
Unless they develop an app that allows you to do that.
Yeah. So it's sort of a combination with Snapchat.
Right.
And that. Yeah, I wouldn't want it to stay, but at the same time, you know, I mean, if you don't post it if you don't want people to see it.
Right. I mean, the cool thing about it is everybody is like a citizen journalist now.
Yeah.
Because if you see something, you can film it.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's
like
pretty
live,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Periscope was launched actually right when the New York fire happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so people were filming it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was like last week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it was recent. I got it like a week or two ago, a week ago.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. Hmm. So it's pretty cool. It's a good app. I think everyone should have it.
Yeah. Now, are Twitter's offices pretty big down here in L.A.?
Yeah.
Because they're based in Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah.
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 I know. They have like all these companies. They have offices all over the world.
Yep, they do. They have, a big office in Santa Monica.
Right.
I've been. It's really nice.
Yeah. I know everybody goes to Santa Monica. I think Yahoo has an office there, too.
Silicon Beach.
Yeah. Is that what they call it?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You see, I live here. I didn't even know. Didn't even know that.
Mm.
I worked at Santa Monica once. It was fun. I also lived there. And it's a really cool place. It's a nice vibe in Santa Monica.
Yeah. I would like to move west eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you go there sometimes, to Santa Monica?
Only when I'm seeing, like, family.
I see. Okay, because they got the Third Street Promenade, which is beautiful.
I don't do
people
public
walk.
Places.
You
like
know,
not where they're congested and
really.
And also, there's a lot of homeless people there.
Yeah, there are.
I can't stand that.
Really?
Yeah. I also don't like when
give them a couple bucks and move on.
No, there's a million homeless people out there.
Yeah.
And why are they asking me for things? I'm not asking them for things.
That's true. Well,
I don't like being approached. Like, leave me alone. I'm on my merry way.
Yeah.
Especially in the mall when people like want to spray you with perfume.
Right.
I can't stand that.
Yeah. I know. All right, well, here comes our guest, so let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam and Jen. This is Michael Wong with Empowering Your Life.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Of course. Are you on the phone, Michael? Because we are having a bad connection. I know you told me we probably would.
Yeah, I'm on my headsets on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll talk like this then. Michael, where are you calling us from this morning?
Well, I'm in Oklahoma City, where I live and broadcast from.
I see. Oklahoma City, yeah. Well, I don't know why I kept thinking you're on the East Coast or something, you know. But sometimes I just pick, yeah, I just picture someone in a certain city and that's it. It gets stuck in my mind, you know.
Yeah, I get that way too. I could be anywhere, you know, and doing your show on your network.
Yeah. Have you lived there all your life?
No, well, I was kind of mainly was raised in Nebraska and then moved down here about 30 years ago. So quite a long time.
I see. And what brought you to Oklahoma, of all places?
Well, it was something real. My brother lived down here, and at the time it was the 80s, and it was the oil boom, and my brother said, come on down here, there's plenty of jobs. So after I got my associate's degree in accounting at Lincoln, Nebraska, I moved down there, and so I found a job, went into banking, and thought that would be my career, but life has its own ways of working out.
That's true. So what happened then? So you were working in accounting, and then your life took a turn. What did you decide to do with your life?
Well, I moved down here, and then I decided to get into banking, and worked at a bank for 10 years, and advanced up the corporate ladder. But during that time, I got married, and I realized, I kind of started working on my own, and I got into buying and selling, and I realized, I made more money, working for myself. So
yeah, that's usually the case.
So so that evolved into starting my own business. Had an electronic business online where we sold worldwide, and very successful until the 2008-2009 economic crash, when the market crashed, and so
right.
did we.
Yeah.
And sales just stopped. So that was kind of a bad time for us. We kind of lost everything. But and then I pursued something I've always wanted to do, was to be on the radio, and to be a radio host. And I just started as a hobby, Blog Talk Radio. I didn't think much of it. And the more I did it, the more my show grew, and I realized as a spiritual radio show, it was helping so many people, and I looked at how could I make this work, to do this all the time. So I realized a lot of people would want to come on as guests and, advertise what they do, and that would sponsor the show, and
right.
it has. And this month, in April, I'm celebrating 6 years of being on the air daily, and I've done over 3,000 shows. I've done a lot of shows, and I've always wanted to expand. I've always wanted to be on LA Talk Radio. And it was about 4 months ago,
yeah.
Jessica Haynes and myself, we started on Tuesdays on your network. And then, I have a lot of different guests that come on my show on Journey into the Light. And some of them want to go out there bigger, expand bigger. So Dr. Nick LaBird, who's a psychotherapist for the past 20 years and an amazing person from Toronto, Canada, she said, let's do a show together. Let's increase empowering your life, and let's do a Monday show. So so she's my co-host on Mondays, and then Jessica Haynes, of course, on Tuesdays. So
very cool. The show is Empowering Your Life. You guys can listen to Michael Long and his co-hosts. On Tuesday, it's Jessica Haynes. On Monday, it's Dr. Nicola Bird. And so is the show, it probably has like a different flavor with each co-host, right?
Yes, each person brings a different dynamic to it, which is cool. And both shows, we have guests on also to, kind of keep, entertaining and bring and show people, because the show is called Empowering Your Life. So we bring on people, just ordinary people that, have made a success out of their life. And so we're showing people that, you can do it too. And, and so Dr. Nicola Bird on her show, we bring a guest on, and then she talks talks about things that will help you empower your life, things that so we have a guest on for half the show, and then the other part we she talks about different topics each week, and then with Jessica Haynes we have on, usually we have two guests on for the 50-minute show, and we have a great time doing it, so it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, it's nice to have you guys, you know, and it's nice to have people that are passionate about it, and that's what I find is in most cases, if not all, our hosts are just they're in love with radio. They like the medium. They like the fact that they can reach a lot of people. And this is a cool show, you know. So, I mean, I've listened to some of your interviews, and they're very cool. So, so what are some of the things, like you discuss, I mean, empowering your life? So is it more like a spiritual type of show, or is it like more a psychological show? What angles do you take?
Yeah, good question. I didn't want to do a redo of my show, you know, Journey into the Light. I didn't want to redo that all over again. I do that, you know, daily on Journey into the Light. So empowering your life, it's bringing on different guests from all walks of life. You know, we have on people from the spiritual field. We have people from TV, you know, we had on from Hardcore Pawn, which is the number one show on True TV. We had the whole family on, Les Gold and his son and daughter at different times. And that was a lot of fun. And we've had music groups on, like we had the Mrs. Band on, and it's an all women's group, and they have a really popular song out called Enough, and it's about empowering women, telling women you are enough. And they did this really neat video that went viral, about 5 million hits, and it's a magic mirror. And it was a mirror that was put in the mall, and women came up to it and said, "Rate yourself." And most of the women rated themselves kind of below average. And then a video came on this mirror, and the video was about their life and the people that were in their life, and they told stories about, you know, how what these women meant to them. And by the end of the video, the women were in tears, and then when they turned around, their family was behind them, and it was just really touching. And it was just a group, you know, great group of ladies from Austin, Texas, and they've been on Good Morning America and so forth. So I've had them on both my shows, my Tuesday show and Monday show. And so the angle is just different walks of life, people from different walks of life. And again, just, you know, like we had on Les Gold, who, again, the Hardcore Pawn. And, you know, he has a huge pawn store in Detroit, Michigan, and the show is really huge. And, you know, everybody says something different. I always remember, you know, and Les Gold said, you know, you could be whatever you want to be. You just got to remember, how bad do you want it? And really, that's the key to it all. Just like you, Sam, you've built this big, you know, great radio network that I love to be on. And I would encourage anybody listening who, you know, wants to be a radio host to contact you and be on your network, because, you know, you're very easy to work with. You know, you've always helped me out and make it real easy. And Ronnie, you know, who works with me in the afternoons, is just fantastic. And
very
it's
cool.
It's really easy, and the sound is great. And you know, and one of the other things I really like, Sam, is when I speak to other guests about being on LA Talk Radio, you know, they're like, "Sure, I would love to be on there."
Yeah.
And it's really great. So.
Right, and it's all about passion, you know, and there you are, you know, doing your show every day and enjoying what you do, and that's great. Michael Long, everybody, check out the show Empowering Your Life, right here on LA Talk Radio. Mondays with Dr. Nicola Bird, Tuesdays with Jessica Haynes, both great co-hosts. And Michael, of course, fascinating every time. And so everybody check it out. And also your show Journey to the Light on Blog Talk Radio. You guys can check out Michael every day, right? 5 days a week?
Yeah, I'm there Sunday through Thursday, and we do multiple shows. So a lot of times, you know, like Mondays, I do a show on Journey into the Light. Then I'm on LA Talk Radio, and then in the evening, I do a couple more shows on Journey into the Light.
Wow.
So usually I do four or five shows a day, so 4 or 5 hours.
Wow, wow. Well, obviously, you have a lot to talk about, so that's a cool thing. I'm sure people will want to tune in and hear what you have to say. So, Michael, thank you so much for calling in. And also for allowing me to be a guest on your show one day. If you guys look at the archives, a couple weeks ago, I was a guest on the show as well. So if you guys want to hear some of that. And
yeah, I'd love to schedule you to be on Monday, Sam. So I'll be in contact with you. So we'd love to have it now.
Sounds good. Michael, thank you so much for calling in, and all the best to you.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jen.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing, man, the love of radio, you know. And the funny thing is, I never imagined I would be on radio. I mean, when I was a kid, I always wondered what the person behind the microphone looks like, you know, because radio you can't really see.
Yeah.
And back in the days, you know, it's not like social media where there's pictures everywhere. Sometimes you wouldn't know what they look like for like years.
Yeah.
Until they published a picture of them or something. So I was always fascinated by that. And so, yeah, it so happened that I ended up doing something I enjoy doing, you know, and I wish that upon everybody.
Definitely.
Yeah. So now, I guess the latest person to screw up our national anthem, did you hear about this?
No.
Motley Crue's Vince Neil sang the national anthem. I haven't listened to it yet, but I have it queued here so we can hear it.
Great.
Because you really want to hear how people butcher that song. So he's so this is starting with him walking up on the field. I guess this was for what game? Let's see. I don't know. It doesn't matter, really. It's just a recent game, I guess. Football. Let's see. Las Vegas Outlaws Arena football game. Okay, so that's something minor, I guess.
Yeah.
But so he's walking in flanked by two cheerleaders, and he's got like this sport jacket with his long hair. Totally doesn't look right. So let's see what's going on here. He's getting ready to sing now.
Who's got a microphone?
Okay, gets the microphone now. Professional singer, right?
In the Rockies red glare, the bombs bursting in air, way through the night.
Oh my God.
And our flag is still there. Who say does that Star-Spangled Banner yet wave?
Sounds like he's high or something. Oh, God, man.
That was painful.
That was painful. I couldn't even stand listening to the whole thing. But I had to watch him hang himself, pretty much. You know, I mean, when you have a microphone in front of you, man, you better sing perfectly. Because people can hear everything.
Well, why did they have him sing it in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, didn't he, like, practice this? It sounds like he sang it for the first time.
I mean, it sounds like he's never sang before.
Right. But I'll tell you, I noticed why he's singing it bad. He sang it too low. I mean, at some points, he couldn't even sing the words because it was so low in his throat. But he did it so he can hit the high note at the end.
It also just sounds like he's not a singer.
Right.
Like, that sounded like bad karaoke.
I know.
And he's in it. I mean, not that Motley Crue sings like ballads, but like, good thing that was a smaller game.
Right.
That was not pretty on the ears.
I know. Cool. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's been some people that screwed it up on the Super Bowl. Even Whitney Houston, they're reminding us here.
Yeah.
And Roseanne Barr, of course.
I mean, she's not a singer, though.
Yeah, that's true. The same Michael Bolton.
I can't believe he messed it up.
I know. Well, it's hard singing in front of people. I mean, in a big...
Well, those people perform for stadiums all the time.
Right, but they have good sound systems. I mean, here it always sounds like it's crappy.
Yeah.
When they sing the songs.
I mean, did the other people mess up, like, the singing or the words?
Probably either one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's usually the singing. It's a very hard song to sing.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I mean, you wonder why they adopted this song at all, you know, as the national anthem. I mean, my God, you know? Yeah. So what else is going on in the world, man?
Well, a bunch of people were shot and killed this morning.
Really? Where?
Kenya.
Oh, wow. Let me see that. Oh, 70 people killed by terrorists.
Yep.
That's nice.
At a college.
At a college.
500 people were rescued, but 70 were killed and 79 were injured.
Yeah. And this was an El Shabaab terror attack. Okay. So, and these are people that just signed or just gave their endorsement, like we really care, right? But sort of like aligned themselves with ISIS now. So not that we didn't think they were connected in somehow, but they sort of made it official. So these are just offshoots of the same thing all over the world. Everybody's killing everybody. You know, I mean, what else is there left there to say, you know? Now, the pilot of the plane that crashed, the German Wings, I guess we discovered he was depressed and suicidal and everything.
Yeah.
So, but now they found that he was researching suicide methods. So he was trying to figure out, and even cockpit doors he was researching, they found on his tablet. And... so he was planning this, you know.
It's just so crazy. I mean, I understand if you don't have the will to live, but not to, like, take other people with you.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. You get like, so miserable that who knows what's going on in their mind, you know. But right. The mind is obviously not functioning. He should never have been allowed to fly. And that's what he was. He managed to somehow keep flying. You know, even though people knew that he shouldn't. So, yeah. So I'm waiting to see when the second shoe drops and see where who was responsible for this. Who actually let him get away and get into the cockpit.
Yeah.
You know. So now they found the data recorder. So they're going to check that out and see what's going on. But the question is, why don't they have videos on the planes? Didn't we talk about this?
No.
Why don't they have videos on the planes? I mean, why only voice? I mean, today, video is so...
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, you know. It's prevalent and stuff. And people don't... people take pictures of everything. So why not in the cockpit? Why not in the fuselage?
Right. Like, there are security cameras in every business.
Right.
So why not in each plane?
Right. And then you recover it. You don't have to guess what happened. You can just see it.
I mean, they could even live stream an entire flight.
Yeah. So. You know? So why don't they do that? God knows. You know, I'd like to ask that question.
I don't know.
I'd like to know. Maybe we'll ask it on Facebook. Maybe we'll find a pilot, an airline pilot.
Maybe. You should ask.
Yeah, can give us an answer or something, because that's scary stuff, man.
Totally.
You know, when people do this. So, yeah. Now, was this guy German? He was a German pilot, right?
I'm not sure.
Andreas Lubitz. Sounds German. Yeah.
It's a shame. It really is.
Yeah, I know.
And there are so many easier ways to go. I just don't know.
I know, like death by crashing a plane. I mean, come on. You
and
know.
Just like hurting people that are innocent just because you want to die.
Yeah.
He could have just popped some pills or like.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have done the carbon monoxide in the car. I mean, there's so many things that he could have done.
Yeah. I mean, people can find all kinds of creative ways to kill themselves, you know, like death by cop. You know, if you, like, provoke a cop and get them to shoot you.
Right.
Things like that. And people do that.
Or hang yourself. I mean, not that I think that people should kill themselves in the first place. There's so many other solutions, like medicine. right. therapy, all kinds of things, family. Yeah.
But with medicine, it's not a sure thing, you know, and sometimes you come out of there in a coma or something. So that's
No. I don't mean to overdose. I mean to take medicine if you have depression.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And maybe he was off of it, and that's why he did this.
Yeah,
because, I mean, he could have been on it this whole time, and that's why he fooled everybody, and then he got off of it and then did this.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the medication works, but you got to take it. You got to, you know.
Right.
Because it's a complicated thing with your brain, you know, all the chemicals there. And, it's just, I think we'll never understand it, at least not in our lifetime. But at least have some decency. It doesn't matter how depressed you are. Even just killing yourself without killing other people is so selfish.
Yeah, it
you leave such a mess behind you.
Right.
You know, and such destruction and pain and a sense of loss for the family and your friends. Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing, I guess. When you're really depressed, you're in pain. You don't think of anybody else.
Well, you also think that you'll be less of a burden to other people.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's a thing, but.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. That makes you more depressed when you realize you can't really help it and you're affecting other people.
It's just a vicious cycle, and that's why it's an illness. And I think that it's sad. It's sad for those people that think that that's the only option.
Yeah, very, very sad. Yeah. I don't know, man. But, God damn, there was something I wanted to bring up. And I forgot. There's just so many things that I wanted to talk about today. But my problem is, as you know, I don't write them down. So I sort of like have to fish for it as it comes up, you know. But what was it? Never mind. I went blank. Totally blank. But so I think Facebook is doing some things to what was it, the latest thing I heard that Facebook is doing? Now, do they allow you to change your birth date if you wanted to? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Because I gave them a wrong birth date, and now on Tinder it looks like I'm a year older.
Well, then it must be. That's not a good thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think that you could also make your birth date not shown, not visible.
Oh, no, it's not visible, but it's... No, the birthday doesn't happen, but your age shows up on Tinder.
Oh, yeah, but you're saying on Facebook, though? I have no idea about how that works.
No, but that comes from Facebook, though, the birthday.
So your concern is actually Tinder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because on Facebook, they can't really know.
Right.
But it's okay. It says I'm 55, and I will be in a month, so... There you go.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
But then it'll say 56 on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't thought about it yet. It's not close enough yet. Usually, you know, you wait for someone to do something for you and then they don't and you find something else.
I never wait for anyone to do anything for me. I always plan my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Always.
Really?
If people want to throw something for me after the fact, like this past year they did, but I started planning before that, and that's why they were like, oh, no, wait, stop planning.
Yeah.
Because this is your 30th, so they do it for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but usually I'll be like, this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be celebrating my birthday. If you want to come hang out, that's where I'll be.
Right. Do you, like, celebrate it for a whole week like some people do?
Or? Well, I told you how my 30th birthday was. It was very involved. I had 4 birthday celebrations, I think.
Wow.
3 or 4.
That's pretty cool. Make 4. You feel good.
4. Yeah, I did one with my mom when she was here. We went to dinner, just the two of us. Then I had one with my family on my actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a yoga birthday that was thrown for me by my best friend, Kate. And then I had pole dancing class party thrown for me by my aunt.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. You see, you're loved.
Yes. There I was very loved, at least this year. No, I'm loved all the time, but they really showed me this year.
Right. Wow. How's your mom doing?
Great. I actually have to talk to you about that because she wants me to come see her for Mother's Day. So I have to figure out how many days I can take off the radio show.
Oh, okay.
Or call in from Miami.
If she wants to see you, that's fine, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, for Mother's Day, that's a pretty unusual occasion to fly home, but why not? No?
No. We celebrate every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Either she comes to me or I go to her.
That's nice. So you make it special.
Every year.
I know. With us, it's just a friggin' phone call, man.
Well, that's Father's Day.
Yeah. No, with my mom.
Oh, gotcha. Well, your mom's also in Israel.
Yeah, but still.
I'm sure if your mom were in the United States, you'd probably.
Yeah, we'd take her out and stuff for sure.
What's happening with that? Did you guys find a house for your parents?
No, we can't find a house, man. It's so difficult to find a friggin' house. I found a new broker, so I'm going to call her tomorrow.
I have a broker if you need one.
Really?
Yep. My friend is a broker.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So give me the details afterward.
I will.
Do they work here in the Valley?
I think he works all over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because some people have territories.
Yeah, I don't know that he does.
Oh, yeah. So it's tough, but we might have to just bring him here and rent something for them until we find a house, you know, because I don't want to leave them there for too long. I
mean, right.
Yeah, it's getting tough for them. You know, my mom went to the hospital for a couple of days. She didn't even tell us. She had trouble breathing, so they discovered she had some liquid in her lungs or something.
Oh, wow. My girlfriend of mine, her mom has that same issue. She flew out to see her in Minnesota because that's going on right now.
Really?
And she keeps having to have her lungs drained, and they don't know what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? They never know what it is. Doesn't matter what you have. They never know what the hell it is, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, that's scary. So that's what I'm saying, you know. I mean, if we had known, we probably would want to fly there already. So she didn't really tell us until she was out.
Yeah.
She was just there a couple of days. But yeah, you know, so yeah, I'd love to have my parents here. So we'll see if we can find a house and work it out that way.
That would be great.
Yeah. So, yeah, my daughter started working finally, and she got a great job at this huge comic book store, and she's totally into comics and stuff. And so this was like a perfect fit for her. They love her. She knows what she's doing, you know, and she was out of work for a while. So I'm just happy for her, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, and while she's going to school and stuff, she doesn't need to be like a stockbroker or something, you know.
Right.
Or a doctor yet.
Working is good.
Yeah, just get some experience. I think retail experiences can always come in handy.
Yes.
Until you get out of school, then you decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do for my career.
Right.
You know? And people do it different pace, you know, so. Yeah. Like, I guess, we're talking about school, I guess Stanford now is offering free tuition for families making less than $125,000 a year.
That's nice of them.
Isn't it, though? I mean, the question is, though, I mean, you still have to be accepted first, I'm sure, which is not easy to get accepted into Stanford.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're making it harder to get in
because
offering.
Of this?
Yeah.
I doubt it. You know, I mean, I think first they accept you.
Well, deserving kids should get it regardless. So if they are as smart as they are, then then they should be able to go and not have money be an issue.
Right. Exactly. You know, but I mean, what do you do if you make $126,000, you know, like $1,000 more, then you don't qualify. That would suck, you know. So obviously you want to lie a little bit.
Yeah.
But my God, man. So. But they're saying, you know, I guess 2,000 teenagers got the news that they got accepted, you know, so.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine how much school costs? I mean,
yeah,
it's like.
Yeah, I can. I'm still paying my student loans.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. At 30, you're still paying your student loans?
Oh, and I'm probably going to pay them for the next 30 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pathetic, you know. Education should not be so expensive.
No, and I mean, I've been paying. So when you get out of school, you get like 6 months of like not having to pay, and then you have to start paying. Right. So I've been out of school since I was 21.
Right.
And so then I had to start paying at like, right, what, 22? So for me, it's only been 8 years.
Yeah.
If I have a 30-year loan,
wow,
I have a lot of years left.
A lot of years.
A lot of people have that, though.
Yeah. No, I know, and that's a problem. I mean, you're starting your life, your adult life, with debt.
Absolutely.
That sucks.
Well, and the assumption is that you'll be making enough to be able to pay it back, but it's just not that kind of world.
No, not anymore. It used to be. It used to be, but yeah, not anymore. And today, I think you need at least a master's degree to really get a good job going in the beginning, you know, if you want it early on. Otherwise, you have to pay your dues and work your way up.
Right. And unless you start your own business or you create an app or something.
Exactly. Start your own business. Definitely. Everybody encourages that. And you got to take some risks, you know. You got to figure out how to do things. And, you can get money. There's always ways to get money for a business.
Yeah.
You know. So, what about you? I mean, do you feel like you want to be in your own business and stuff? Like,
of course.
Have your own business?
Yes. That's why I'm developing an app.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. You're developing an app. Mm-hmm. There you go. So, do you have people that you're going to work with who are going to develop it yet? Or is it still in the...
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So, we have everything in order, just not money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have a whole Very team, cool. but not money to pay for them.
And you're not going the Kickstarter way or...
No.
Yeah.
That takes too long, and also you don't raise enough. I mean, apps cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I know. And only very few will raise like $1 million or more, you know, for something that's the next hottest thing and stuff. But it's very rare for that to happen.
And we don't even need $1 million, but to raise $200,000 will take forever. And
yeah, not only that, but it's embarrassing when you don't reach your goal.
You always say that. I'm not embarrassed.
No,
I don't really have embarrassment.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to try. And I think if you raise something, it's better than nothing.
That's true, you know. But I mean, if you're looking for $200,000 and you get a few hundred, that's pretty lousy. Do you want the world to see that?
I don't know that I care. it's not an ego thing for me.
It's not an ego
thing. No, I'm doing something also that other people aren't doing.
That's true, yeah.
I'm working at something that...
I'm just too competitive and I care about what people think.
Yes.
That's the problem. Well, we all have our kinks, you know? Quirks, whatever you want to call it. So, but going to Stanford, $65,000 a year, that's annual costs, and part of it is, I mean, the yearly tuition is $45,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to be spending when you're young.
I went to UM, it was $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. And this is for the tuition alone? And the books, probably.
I think it encompassed everything, including like living. But
did you live on campus?
Only the first year.
I see.
And then,
because that can get expensive, right?
Everything's expensive.
Right. But, I mean, you lived there, so you didn't have to really... you could have lived at home, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have?
No.
Yeah.
I lived there for one semester. That was it.
Yeah.
My last semester before I moved out here.
You had to get out.
Well... No, I just did it to save money. I lived at home for the last semester just to, like, save.
Right, but before that, when you were living at...
I wanted to have a college experience, even though I was in Miami.
Right.
So I was probably 30 minutes from home.
Okay.
And also to commute every day back and forth and do that. And, like, I wanted to have friends and, like, have a college experience.
Right.
So I lived...
It makes it expensive, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I mean, in the scheme of everything that you're spending... My living wasn't the worst part of it. It was the actual tuition.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that plus interest, it adds up.
Yeah, it really does, man. And interest for 30 years, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, at least it's like 1% interest. But, like, student loan interest is not as bad as credit card interest. But it's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of people don't even come out of college using their education, like what they went to school for. So what I think they should do is tailor your education more to your interests, and they should do some kind of like aptitude test when you go to school.
Right.
And then they figure out what your degree should be. And then your classes are tailored to that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And I think there should be classes, mandatory classes about how to manage your money. You know, I don't think they teach that enough.
They should teach practical knowledge.
Right. Exactly. All right, well, this is it for today. I just realized it's not Friday.
Nope.
So we have one more day.
Tomorrow's Good Friday.
Is it Good Friday tomorrow? That's right? That's the night before Jesus was led to be crucified. Because, you know, the Last Supper was a Seder. That's what it was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and so Passover is tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Easter is Sunday.
They usually don't happen at the same time, but generally in the same time. It rarely happens on the same day.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's what it was. They were having a Seder, and that's when he was caught, and and the whole story and stuff.
You right. know, so. And then Sunday is Easter.
Yeah. There you go. And I think that's the day when he was crucified or when he was resurrected.
Resurrected. Yeah.
Right. Which is the day after or something. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah, I learned some Christianity in college. It was pretty interesting because I wasn't raised with that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, watch out for Christians, you know. They don't believe in them. Or they believe in Jesus and blah, blah, blah. So they try to keep you away from that. But then you grow older and you realize, that's interesting. You know, let's find out how the other half lives.
It's also the same testament, just one is old and one is new. So right. it's some of the same stories.
Exactly, you know. So, I don't know. I'm totally over that. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.